Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon, broadcasting from the beautiful Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This has been so much fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed the entire day. And then to cap it off, our last guest swung back around, brought us a business card, which he promised to do, made a promise, kept it. But he also showed up with a box of Thin Mints and a box of Samoas. So, Steve, I don't know if you're going to be able to follow that act or not. But
What kind of cookies you have in your booth?
Yeah, really. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Chief Operating Officer with GT Software, Mr. Steve Hassett. How are you, man?
I'm great. Good afternoon, and thanks for having me here.
Well, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about GT Software? How are you serving folks?
So, GT Software is a 35-year-old company founded in Atlanta, and we were originally founded to develop for software tools for mainframe software developers, and we have since moved on to creating software for integration of mainframes to legacy systems. And you're probably thinking, why mainframes? And the truth is, 90 of the top 100 global banks, 70% of the global 500 banks, insurance companies, all still rely on mainframes as their system of record. So in order to do almost anything that the people here at FinTech South are trying to do, they require an integration, and we can help them get that integration to the global banks.
Now, the name GT Software, is there a funny story about the GT, or is that someone's initials? Or
what's it's initials. It's not Georgia Tech. It's a Ganim and Tatum, and the Ganim family still owns the company.
Wow. So now, at FinTech South, how has the show been for you guys?
This is a fantastic show and a fantastic venue. I walked in here, I was just blown away at just the aura of, you know, how this has scaled up and what a fantastic job the team at TAG has done in putting the show on.
Now, it's an interesting venue in that we're in a football stadium on the field, and it feels kind of intimate, even though it's a huge building, doesn't
it? It's odd, yeah.
Yeah, this is like Sports Center. I expect people behind us with the signs and placards.
No. We had some people taking pictures earlier, so it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So now, how involved are you in TAG and in the kind of the ecosystem around FinTech?
Well, I'm very involved. So I was chair of the TAG Corporate Development Society for 3 years, mm-hmm. and now I'm on the TAG Board of Directors, and I'm also co-chair of the FinTech Atlanta Funding and Innovation Group. And so, what we do is match buyers with sellers, so big companies with early stage companies.
Now, this is obviously the Super Bowl for the FinTech community right here in the city. What is happening year round in the FinTech community through TAG?
Atlanta is an epicenter of FinTech, and I'm sure you've heard that before today.
Yes.
70% of global payments, payments flow through Atlanta. And, you know, we're branding ourselves now as the center for that innovation, and that's why we're able to put this show on today.
And were you surprised about how many companies from all over the world are here represented?
Well, it was intentional, but it's fantastic that they find value in coming here and exhibiting and participating.
Now, what do you think it's like for them back in their country when they say, oh, we're going to a FinTech conference? And they go, oh, where's it going to be, in New York or, you know, Boston? They're in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think they have to tell the same story that we do, which is, you know, list the customers that are here, the global companies that are here, you know, in Atlanta and Georgia.
Right. Do you find that people are surprised at first, or then after a while it makes sense, the fact that so many transactions are coming through the city, that it makes sense that there's a large presence of FinTech companies?
Yeah, I think they're more surprised that companies still use mainframe computers than they are that Atlanta is a hub.
So now at GT Software, how are you working with these companies? Like, what is your day, kind of day, a day in the life of Steve Hassett?
Yeah, what are you going to do Thursday?
Thursday I'll be in San Francisco, next week in Europe. And what we have is a software product, and a software product enables companies to very easily create integrations to those legacy systems, and 5 or 10 times faster than they would if they used other methods or other software vendors.
Right.
So they can innovate faster, and adapt their businesses faster and serve their customers better.
So right now, if they're not using your software, what are they doing?
They're probably writing code themselves. Yeah, and so, you know, that's fine the first generation, but then you try to adapt it to your future requirements. Mm-hmm. You know, I say, you know, old software and old APIs are like an open bottle of wine. They don't age well.
So your software ages better.
Well, it can adapt, you know, so you can continue to adapt it to the new requirements and do that quite easily.
And then, so what's the pain they're having where they're calling you? Is it that they did something, they used the first generation and it's not adapting and they're like, look, this isn't a long-term solution, we're going to have to fix this?
Well, yeah, what they have is a huge backlog of customer demand, internal customers. They have probably a CIO who's hearing from their business unit leaders that they need better access to the legacy systems that they have. And they're looking for a solution that's not just throwing more bodies at it, but actually being able to use the resources they have, but make them many times more productive.
And when you're working with these companies, how custom is the software for them individually?
Not at all. They do all the, you know, it's a drag and drop interface, and so they build it themselves through the interface and deploy it, and they have an API.
And then, so your relationship with them is providing the software? And then how do you work together?
Yeah, probably 90% of our business is just providing software with 10% in some enabling services and training.
And you work directly with the companies? You don't go through middlemen at all?
We have distributors in Europe. We have some systems integrator partners in the U.S. And then otherwise we sell directly.
And what's your biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge is getting the word out. You know, what we do and how we do it, and that's why we're here and why we're sponsoring here.
So how is it working for you? Are they aware now that you bring this to their attention that this solution exists?
More and more. They're aware and interested, and they have a pain point. And when we find customers who, you know, have identified that pain point, at the time we approach them, they're very eager to talk to us.
So what's been your favorite and most rewarding part about the conference?
The moment walking into the stadium.
Was that cool?
Yeah, it was really cool. It reminds me of, you know, going back to when I was a child and the first time I walked into a stadium and it just opens up.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole conference and all the exhibitors and all the tables and the stage and our logo around, and it was just a great experience.
Well, and speaking of logo, when he says logo around, I'm trying to describe this for our listeners. There is this thing at the top of this. I don't even know how tall that thing must be. It is humongous, and then you got these ribbons all the way around. Yeah.
It's got the halo board.
Yeah, that's what it is. The halo board. So, but yes, and the floor is, there's so much fervor, so much energy. And it just seems like the people in this ecosystem are anxious to build relationships, figure out if and how they can collaborate. I mean, it just seems like a fun crowd to hang with.
I haven't talked to anybody here who is just not thrilled and excited to be here at the show today, at this conference today.
Were you able to attend the event last night?
I was.
How did that go?
A good band. Good energy. People are really excited to be here and see it for the first time.
But no radio show.
But no radio show.
We saved that crescendo for today.
Yeah. Now, how do you see, are you bullish about the Atlanta fintech scene year over year going into next year?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is, I don't know if you were at the FinTech Symposium last year, which is where this show grew out of, from the tag FinTech Society. And there are a few hundred people there.
It was right.
In Cobb Galleria, the Renaissance Hotel. This is just so much bigger and so much better. And I think it's just the launching off point.
And so you see there's going to be a lot more growth here in Atlanta. More and more companies, more and more collaboration between large companies and entrepreneurial companies. Public, private, it seems like everybody plays together pretty nicely.
Well, absolutely, and there are initiatives going on to try to bring them together. So when you think of Atlanta, you're not going to relocate your company here because there are a lot of venture capital firms. You're going to relocate your company here or grow your company here because there are buyers. There are companies who will buy your product, and they're based here in Atlanta, and we have initiatives going on with fintech Atlanta to try to bring those companies together.
And then what's next for you? How is your company growing in the next 5 years?
Things are going extremely well for us right now.
Just kind of organic growth? Are you looking to acquire other companies?
Right now it's organic growth.
And it's all built on the Hassett methodology.
The Hassett methodology. Right.
It's a secret methodology I can't really share.
Well, no, I got to ask, though, how does one get to be a chief operating officer of an organization with history that rich, but vision that sharp? It must be, what a terrific life you must really enjoy the work.
I love what I'm doing, and you know, we've been able to get the team and the company to really focus on doing a couple of things really well. And you know, that's the key to success in any smaller company. And we're not that big.
And it's getting the word out, but really it's not yelling in people's ears. It's going out, building those relationships, having just these meaningful conversations, right?
Exactly right. This is, you know, we've got 9 people from the company here at the event today. We're mm-hmm. exhibiting, we're sponsoring, and we're having a lot of individual conversations.
And that's the key. It's the people, right?
Exactly.
Now, what about talent? How are you doing from a talent recruitment standpoint?
So, you know, any company has to figure out what's different and what, you know, what competitive advantage they have in talent. So one of the things, and frankly, is if you look at the technology market, you look at technology companies, they can tend to be kind of ageist, discriminate against
yeah,
older people.
I hear you.
Oh, you were going to say older. I thought it was younger people.
that too. If they're like 15.
They'll probably take 15-year-olds.
So what we do is we provide services for companies that have legacy mainframe systems. Those are systems developed in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, often built on languages that, you know, are sort of out of favor. Mm-hmm. So we can be very competitive in recruiting talent by embracing those people who, you know, might find other opportunities, you know, not as apparent to them because right. the younger companies, you know, think that their skills are outdated.
So are you saying that you don't have foosball? That's what I'm hearing.
We do. We do. We have foosball, and we have a stock kitchen, and we have, you know, all those types of amenities.
You might also have Miss Pac-Man. Right, so you're accommodating everybody.
Right.
We have Pong.
Oh, my. So, Steve, if someone wants to have a conversation with you or someone on your team about some of this, what's the best way for them to reach out? A website, an email, phone, whatever's appropriate?
Well, you know, a couple. First, you can go to our website, gtsoftware.com, GTSOFTWARE, or email me at shassett, shassett, at gtsoftware.com, and I'll put them in touch with the right people.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming and visiting with us, and please keep up the good work, man.
You're welcome. Thanks, you guys, for having me.
All right, we will be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.